As we
but
said,
you can't the stop someone from doing
the
it.
The speech we hate the most is the speech we must protect. Right, Jasmine?
Yes, and since I heard the word despicable, and we're about to talk about someone who was despicable.
Nice.
Let's talk about this. Go ahead. It's Bill Riley versus Maxine Waters.
I love it. And my disclaimer is I have been on Bill's show several times, so I'm not surprised by his comments that he made to the regarding the congresswoman, but in my opinion, it was definitely racist and very misogynistic. And, you know, for folks who aren't aware, you know, O'Reilly was on, I think it was Fox and Friends, and he was asked a question about her, you know, what she was saying, and he just immediately went to her hair.
I know.
And it was just like, oh, really? You know, and as a Black woman, you know, we talk about this in our Black women's circles constantly because we're always being judged by our hair, right?
Well, now hold on. You Black women are tough on one another when it comes to hair, like
right,
women
but we're
tend
not
to
talking,
be.
That's not the conversation you and I are having.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that I was carefully schooled about African American women and their hair, and a friend of mine called the creamy crack and all this stuff I learned about, and that
creamy crack.
Yeah, and you just really you need to like. Men, particularly men, need to like lay off, and I imagine white men more than anybody, but men generally.
I watched a gay porn called The Creamy Crack, but
stop
it.
Oh my goodness!
I'm just saying
you didn't ask for that, Jasmine. So
no,
go
I
ahead.
Didn't.
So I have some understanding that this is a really like, you know, this is a touchy area.
We are sensitive about our hair, but I think more importantly, it's you know, it's like no matter how intelligent you are, how thoughtful your remarks are, it goes back to your hair. And you know, one of the comments that he made, I think in follow-up, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, someone said, I think it was someone had said, oh, you know, I like her, she's a nice lady, or she's an attractive person. And he went and referenced James Brown again, and I'm like, okay, but the congresswoman is not a man. Like, why are you comparing her again, you know, to a man? But, again, we're talking about the same person who went to a restaurant some years ago and was shocked that Black people could own a restaurant and patronize it.
Seriously?
Okay?
What?
No, Sylvia's. Remember when he went to Sylvia's with Al Sharpton maybe 10 years ago, and he just couldn't get over the fact that Black people could own a restaurant and patronize it. And I remember he said something about, like, he was shocked that people weren't yelling, you know, like, MF or bring me some more tea and different things like that. Like,
wow.
It was all over the news. Google it.
Wow.
So his comments aren't that surprising to some of us who have followed him. And again, I've gone up against him on his show on numerous issues. And even though he apologized, a lot of us don't think it was a sincere apology. It was one of those, the clap back was so loud, and I don't think Fox needs any more problem with women in America, that he had to, you know, come forward and mumble some sort of an apology, but he really hasn't, you know, stopped his tirade against her. But I just think, and Dr. Drew, you're really good with this kind of stuff. It's like people, when you're in the middle of a debate or an argument or of sort with folks, when you resort to like personal attacks,
no, that's a bad sign.
Like you're right, exactly. Like you don't have the wherewithal to answer the question without, you know, the low blows, which was one of the things that I disliked the most about President Trump on the campaign trail. If you recall, he had a lot of those incidents where, you know, people would ask him questions or he'd be in debates and he'd start talking about people. So I just think it looks bad for Fox. It looks bad for O'Reilly. I don't think folks are buying the apology. I did my little Facebook check-in with my folks, and no one was buying it.